This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today's story comes from a Roseau Times Region article from almost 80 years ago, January 20th, 1938, founded in the research area at the Roseau County Museum. The title of it is Youth Held in Car Theft, J.A. Helgeson's Pontiac Car Taken Saturday Night and Wrecked South of Town. I'm leaving out the names, so they will just be referred to as young men. A young man was bound over to district court yesterday afternoon by Judge A.O. Hagen in a preliminary hearing on the charge of using a car without owner's permission. He waived hearing and is being held for the time being in the local jail. A second young man arrested with him had the charge against him dismissed because of insufficient evidence. The case arises out of the taking and wrecking of J.A. Helgeson's Pontiac coach Saturday night. The car was parked in front of the Helgeson Furniture Store and Undertaking Establishment and was there at 11 o'clock that night. At about 1 o'clock that night, Mr. Helgeson received a call in a mortuary case and then he found his car gone. He notified Sheriff Rice, but he believed that someone had taken it for a little ride and would bring it back. At about 2 o'clock that same night, Mr. Rice received another telephone call to the effect that a wrecked car was lying in the field on what used to be the Pontus Johnson Farm, 5.5 miles south of town on the Trunk Highway. The information was given by Arnold Swanson, Ernest Wicklander, Tilford Wicklander, and Arthur Amundson. Sheriff Rice went out to the home nearby in Stafford immediately and placed the two under arrest. The events as pieced together seem to be a little bit of a Chinese puzzle. Arnold Olson, driving home late that night, picked up the second young man as he was walking south on the highway and gave him a 3-mile lift. The stolen car must have passed them going south. Then came the four young men mentioned earlier, driving two cars, and they observed the wrecked car in the field, and they saw a person walking in the field. Thinking that the person must be seriously or badly injured, they followed him, but lost sight of him. They went as far as the Elvin Headland home, but he was not there. Returning, they saw two men walking on the east side of the road, away from the wrecked car. They called to them, but the hikers did not heed, and seemed to become hurried. However, they caught up with them and found they were acquaintances and took them to the home of one of their fathers, neither admitting having taken the car. The first young man had a cut on his right wrist, necessitating 5 stitches to close, and his middle finger was cut. The car must have been driving at a fast clip. The accelerator was locked to the floorboards in some manner when found, and the front windshield crashed in, the doors badly bent, and the top crushed in. The car had headed for the road ditch, and apparently the driver had tried to head it back on the road when it tipped over against the ditch bank and rolled over more than once into the field. It was on its wheels when found. The tires were all right, but 3 wheels were out of alignment and the car was very much a wreck. It was brought into the Peterson Motor Company's garage. It is a 1937 model and was insured. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.